via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump expressed sympathy Tuesday night for the hundreds of thousands of Americans affected by the unchecked coronavirus pandemic here in the country, a marked contrast from her husband, President Donald Trump, who often has diminished the impact of the infectious disease and said it will disappear. Speaking on the second night of the Republican National Convention, the First Lady extended her gratitude to the healthcare workers who have treated millions of people who have contracted COVID-19. The pandemic has killed more than 178,000 people here in the U.S. and infected more than 5.7 million others, with both figures the highest of any country across the globe. President Trump's handling of the crisis has been uneven, threatening his re-election chances on November 3rd against Democrat Joe Biden. More than a half million people along the coastal regions of Texas and Louisiana have been ordered to evacuate their homes as Hurricane Laura heads toward the U.S. Gulf Coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center expects Hurricane Laura to strengthen to a major Category 3 hurricane as it makes its way over the Gulf of Mexico before reaching landfall around upper Texas and southwestern Louisiana coast late Wednesday or early Thursday. The Hurricane Center said the storm could bring up to 30 centimeters of rain to some parts of Louisiana and Texas. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards and Texas Governor Greg Abbott have issued emergency declarations for their respective states. In addition to the mandatory evacuation orders in the low-lying regions of Texas and Louisiana, a voluntary evacuation has also been issued for the city of Houston in Texas. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is